talk to the politicians and let them know what exactly what I'm telling you right now, that those inmates have a role to play, and that we should try to utilize that role. So that's one of the main things I think that drives me to continue my involvement with those individuals.
Why do you, Shahid, what was your reaction when you were first, so back in the 80s, contacted mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. this group, where mm-hmm. you like, wow, that's concerning, mm-hmm. or where you're like, yes, absolutely, mm-hmm. that's what, and why do you feel that it's important for KBOO to be connected to this part of our community?
Well, really, I became involved and really interested in this aspect of the criminal justice system back east. I'm originally from New York. Mm-hmm. And they had a very innovative program that you probably heard of it, Scared Straight, you
yes.
know. And I was very impressed that, you know, with that approach and with that program. And, you know, it allows the inmates to, we can identify young adolescents that maybe on the wrong road and taking the wrong path to address these inmates, to address these youngsters, and tell them what is ahead of them, you know, if they don't change. So when I moved to Portland, KBOO offered so many opportunities in terms of the things that need to be worked on in the community, for just those of us who care to volunteer to address some of those things. And you know, so I was very involved in trying to bring that kind of situation to the prison. So KBOO just offered an outlet for me to continue my involvement from the East Coast to here in Portland. I never did get the program up off the ground, but there were so many opportunities KBOO offered to address those young men. Well, the methods of the Scared Straight group and the Lifers group and so forth, like you say, you know, now you can't scare kids anymore. You know, so I can see why they have more panel discussions now, more kind of support group discussions and just kind of rational discussions that try to appeal to the youth from a cultural perspective. And this is one of the things that I'm really into and is reminding particularly African-American youngsters, you know, the culture that they come from, the culture that needs them, the culture that allowed them to get this far where where they are. And it's up to us to clean up the culture and make the culture, the cultural environment, the environment of the community, conducive to our cultural heritage in terms of the things that we've been involved in, like slavery and things like that. That's why when they have programs like Dr. King's birthday and Kwanzaa and Juneteenth and things of that are culturally, mm-hmm. We're making a cultural appeal to their to these youth, in terms of how important that is,
right.
You know, that they continue that approach.
Yeah, and that is very much what the club ends up mm-hmm. offering for the men inside, mm-hmm. a way to feel connected also through mm-hmm. their culture,
mm-hmm.
To a community,
mm-hmm.
On the inside and on the outside.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Because if they really, really looked at the sacrifices made on historically,
right.
and in their families and so forth, we asked them then, you know, how could they not support, you know, our efforts, and how could they not engage in themselves and for their future, for their you know, and for their lives and so
mm-hmm.
forth. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Shahid, for joining us this afternoon. Thank you for going to the Huru Salsa Club on a regular basis, along with JJ, along mm-hmm. with Reggae Bob, mm-hmm. Along with Sokonya Wright, Walida mm-hmm. Amarisha, mm-hmm. quite a few mm-hmm. Folks who are connected here to mm-hmm. Kebua also going down there.
Yeah, well, thank you for your efforts in terms of just keeping this in front of the people. And for all that you do,
yeah,
in that area, so that's great.
Well, thank you, and so congratulations to the Huru Salsa Club for 50 years mm-hmm. Of existence, and also thank you to them because they are KBOO members.
Absolutely.
So thank you for your
Absolutely.
Support.
they said KBOO have been with them since day one. and we have, and we enjoy it.
There we go. 50 yeah. years, 50 years. We're yeah. twins. Thank you, Shahid. Have a great evening.
You're welcome, Del. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for tuning in to News from the Boo. And next week, Mike Crenshaw will be your host. Take care.
Good day. My name is Micah Murphy, and I'm president of the Uhuru Sasa African American Culture Club at the Oregon State Penitentiary. In Swahili, Uhuru Sasa means freedom now. Our club was established in 1968, and our mission statement reads in part, to develop our members culturally, vocationally, and educationally. We do this by getting our members to understand politics, economics, and social consequences. Some of the programs we offer to the men of our USELF class, which stands for Understanding Self, equals Life's Foundation. We get the men to focus on who they were before prison, who they are now, but most important, who they want to be when they get out. We have a mentorship class, which focuses on becoming better men and fathers to our families, leaders and mentors for our communities, by instilling principles of trustworthiness, reliability, and loyalty. With these classes, we would love for community volunteers and mentors to come in and participate with the adults in custody, seeing that we are not all monsters. We're still someone's son, brother, and father, trying to right the wrongs of our past. I would like to thank KBOO, JJ Johnson, Reggae Bob, and Brother Shahid, for being longtime supporters of our club. I also want to welcome new supporters. If you're interested in coming to the Oregon State Penitentiary and being a volunteer or supporter of our club, maybe attending one of our cultural events, you can contact us one of two ways, by phone or email at 503-378-2289, and you can ask to speak to our staff advisor, Patrice Lance, or you can email at patrice.s.lance@doc.state.or.us. Thank you for your time.
And thus concludes another edition of the KBOO Evening News and its installment of News from the Boo. Hello, this is Kyle and Ray, and you're listening to KBOO Portland during our fall membership drive. If you want to call and donate, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on donate. And as you listen to the news, which I thought it was a good program today, it's important to be well-researched and also be honest and to just be true to your voice and be true to other people's voices and to do the best work that you can. And again, the evening news is an expose of that. Every program at KBOO is an expose of that. And if you want to be part of that process, go to 877 or call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on donate.
You know, Kyle, the prison population in this country is really one of the great forgotten populations. And it's kind of tragic, and not kind of tragic, it's truly tragic. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the world's highest prison population and the world's highest per capita prison population.
True.
So Del and Shahid's conversation and the discussion about Uhuru Sasa really drives home the point that these are people that need to connect and need the support of their community. And we're the community radio station that's trying to keep that connection alive. And we're asking your help to make sure that we can continue to do so. Please give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm and help us make sure that, you know, the Oregon portion of the 2.2 million Americans that are behind bars aren't forgotten, that there are outreach programs that are connecting with them, that are keeping them in touch with their community, providing them a network and support system and tools for when they get back out, when they've, you know, when they've paid their time, if you will. If this is important to make sure that when these folks get out, there is a safety net to help them. They need their community like we need our community and like you need your community radio station. So please, 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm and help us to continue to reach out through Uhura Sasa and other prison outreach programs that KBOO is involved. This is important work. This is part of your community. This is an extension of your community, and we don't want to forget these people. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. But whichever way you do it, take this opportunity and do it now. Become a member.
And if you've been keeping up with the prison strike coverage, there's been a lot of suppression about the community organizers and leaders of the strikes within the prison, like stifling contact to the outside world or putting the leaders into solitary confinement or shielding them from the other prisoners so they don't get any ideas of organizing or anything like that. So it's truly important to understand what those voices are and where they come from, and to shine a light on them and to learn about them as much as possible. And that's KBOO is a great vehicle for that. It's existed for 50 years, has been doing it throughout that whole time. And if you want to be a part of that process, like the people at the Evening News was, you can call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on donate. And I also want to mention that there is a snazzy hoodie that we keep talking about all night. That's how snazzy it is. And you can acquire that hoodie with a $300 one-time donation or a $25 a month donation. And again, that number is 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on donate.
And you know, Kyle, not everybody can afford the $25 a month. I think we're aware of that. It's a stretch for a number of people. But we do have something for everyone here at KBOO. So even if your means are a little bit more limited than that, we for just $6.25 a month, which is $75 a year, you can acquire one of the KBOO branded t-shirts. You can have the one with the kind of traditional logo on the front or the new one, which I find particularly attractive, that says KBOO Community Radio Keep Portland Radical. But whichever way you go, just $6.25 a month and you can show your support for your community radio station and get some fashionable attire that shows your commitment to supporting that station in return. So please pick up the phone, give us a call, 877-500-5266. There are folks here in the studio that are just waiting to take your call. Or you can go online, kboo.fm, and click on that donate button at the top of the page. Or you can even do it on your cell phone app. But this is your opportunity, your time to show your support for the kind of in-depth discussions like you just heard with Dale and Shahid. You're not hearing those on other commercial radio stations or TV stations here in Portland. You're only getting this information from the kind of coverage that KBOO has been doing for 50 years. We want to do it for 50 more. We think you need us and want us to do it for 50 more, but we need your help to make sure that happens. So please, give us a call, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm and click on that donate button.
And if you do want to call and register for a membership, and if you do acquire one of the articles of clothing, like we do have the hoodie, we have the t-shirt, and we also have a beanie for $5 a month or a $60 one-time donation. If you wear any of those articles of clothing and someone sees you who volunteers at KBOO, they'll just be like, hey, you care about KBOO? Because that is really important, because if you do volunteer at KBOO, there is a sense of camaraderie with all the other volunteers, because you're all ultimately after the same thing, even though if you do it in your own way or using your own talent or using your own ingenuity or trying to learn different things, it's all going toward the same goal of building community and trying to make the world a better place. And KBOO has been trying to do that effort for 50 years. So if you want to call and be a part of that and become a member and be a donor, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on donate. And if you do have a smartphone, you can go on the KBOO app. You can go donate that way and also listen to all the programs that we have to offer through the app during any time of the day, not just the live feed. And again, that number one more time is 877-500-5266. 5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on donate.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Aquifer Adventure on Saturday, September 15th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Portland Water Bureau Launch in Portland. Aquifer Adventure is a family festival all about groundwater. Activities include a treasure hunt, canoe rides, face painting, hands-on science activities, ice cream aquifers, and much more. Again, that's Aquifer Adventure on Saturday, September 15th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Portland Water Bureau Launch, 16650 Northeast Airport Way in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Angel's Donuts and Ice Cream, located on 2805 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland, serving donuts and ice cream every day. Lunch provided by Paradox Cafe at 3439 Southeast Belmont Street. Open for breakfast and lunch every day, serving organic burgers, breakfast, and brunch, and more. Dinner provided by Thai Peacock, located in downtown Portland at 219 Southwest 9th Avenue. Serving Thai comfort food, Thai Peacock is open daily for lunch and dinner. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. Right to Survive Radio is coming up next.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Fay with